All right, greetings, everybody. I'm here with my brothers and sisters online, and I want to bring a teaching today. This came about when we were dealing with some issues in the body and helping some brethren. Today, we're going to talk about a simple topic, but I think it'll be interesting for you, edifying. Looking back to learn, not to lament. Looking back to learn, not to lament. This topic is one that I see in ministry often over the years. And it's one of looking back. I mean, I have to confess, in my first year of the Christian faith, I had it. Looking back, not knowing how to rightly steer through all the landmines in your life as you're leaving the world, leaving family, leaving all these things. So I had to work my way through this, and I didn't have any help doing it, so I want to help people. And we do help people with this because it's a common issue. If it happens to you, don't think you're strange or abnormal. This is a common thing of the old life dying and the new life in Christ coming on. Let's go right to scripture first, and then we'll kind of flesh this out. The words from our Lord, one of my favorite verses. I talk about favorite verses, but I got so many of them, they're all really good. But Luke 9:62, and Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow, looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. So here, our Lord is warning us about looking back, and the looking back in this context, always study in context, saints, makes us unfit. But I have a question. Is looking back always bad? A lot of people would say yes, but if they haven't studied it rightly in context, I think they're going to find a different answer, and that's what we're going to get to today. The context in Luke 9:62, and I know one brother that has a farming background, he's going to appreciate this. The context is a man having a job. He's plowing, and he's plowing forward. And when you plow forward, whether it's with horses or a tractor, you want to have straight furrows. You want to have straight rows, so when they harvest it, it's easier to harvest, the plants grow better. And so in this case, looking back means he's going to plow a terribly crooked line for the plants to grow on, and the harvest time is going to be rough. It's going to be hard to do cultivating, and it's not going to be of any good effect in the field to grow crops. Now, if he was plowing, looking forward, and doing his best, okay, so there's a different context here. If he was plowing, looking forward, and doing his very best to plow forward, and then after he's done plowing, when he stops, and then he ponders, and he looks at his work, and he says, you know, I think I make a couple of adjustments on this rig, and I think if I do things a little bit different, I think I might be able to plow even straighter. That looking back would not be lamenting. It would be a good process, and that's what we're going to get to, is looking back, lamenting is bad. Looking back for learning and remembrance is good. We must have in the right context these two mindsets. He looks back while he's plowing. He's all over the field. He's not fit for that field. If he looks back later to get better at it, he's a wise man, and he's actually, if his master has him plowing, he's actually honoring his master by doing it better. So I think the Word of God is going to show us, when we get through a bunch of these verses, that looking back to learn is definitely allowed in Scripture. We see it all over. But looking back to lament or long for your sinful past or people that you left behind or careers or anything, that's a danger. Actually, all the way to your soul, danger to soul. It could destroy your faith walk, make it miserable, but it could also shipwreck your faith, as we're going to see with some of the verses we're going to go over. So the premise for this teaching is just to encourage saints that God would like us rightly divide the Word of God. 2 Timothy 2:15, rightly means cut the word straightway. And so looking back to learn, but never lament, never wishing I was back, never wondering why I left it, which causes you to stumble, is the issue here. And again, it can shipwreck your faith. We don't want that. A side note on this teaching, because of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I always like to lace the gospel, the shed blood of Jesus Christ and his resurrection, which is the good news, our repentance, come out of the world, false religion, come out of our flesh to follow him when he gives us the new creation, the spirit, we're born from above. I'll give you a verse on that in a bit. Then we walk in holiness and obedience, and we endure in the faith. That's the gospel and how we apply it to our lives. So when we go by this gospel that I just preached, all the future and all the issues we have to overcome, are found in abiding in it, in Christ, in the Word, in the Spirit, not by going back and looking in ourselves, not by doing things that we think are going to make us understand my past, man. All right, we can't look within ourselves or try to dissect the past to better understand why you did your sinful nature. You have a fallen sinful nature. We know that from Scripture. This is a psychology mindset. This is a man-pleasing mindset. This is a man-centered mindset. It's not of God. We're to look to Christ. We're to look to the Word. We're to look to the Spirit. And over time, days, weeks, months, years, the closer we get to the light, and the more we walk in the refining fire of God, which is His Word that purges us like silver and gold, the dross is burned off, the more we're going to get rid of all these things from our inside. And we don't have to sit there and take stock of ourselves. We just have to walk and follow Christ, be willing to purge ourselves, and He helps us purge ourselves. We're not going to find it in us. We're going to find it by seeking the kingdom of God and following Him with all that we are. So psychology, mind science, that is not of God. That all has to go by the wayside for true saints of God. Simple little saying, I don't know, maybe it's a worldly saying, but I think it applies to this concept. And the concept is, there's no future in your past. It's pretty clear. All right, so let's look at some scriptures that warn about not looking back. We're going to put this in two different sections. Not looking back, and then looking back to remember. So the first one would be a classic one I think all of you are going to know about. Lot's wife. Genesis 19, 24 through 26. And then the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah, brimstone and fire, from the Lord out of heaven. And He overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind and she became a pillar of salt. So I need to back up. The main reason I want to do this teaching is to glorify God, but then to help saints to not look back, to look to Christ. And one of the biggest issues, if I didn't say it, I want to hammer it home again. One of the biggest issues we see people do is constantly look back at their old life, old job, old family, old career, look at the world, and it stumbles them from going forward. Lot's wife is a great example of this. Let's look at those words right there real quick. We don't want to go into too much word study or we'll be here for many, many hours, but I do think this one's important. The word look back, the word back, I believe it is nabat. You know what it means? It means to look with regard, to show regard to pay attention, to look back with longing. So that is a destructive, unbiblical, sinful way. Looking back at the city you love going, oh no, God's going to destroy Sodom that I love. She loved what God hated, and God turned her into a pillar of salt. So that was a very destructive looking back, and the Bible gives us a whole bunch of those. And so we'll talk about that as we move on. Lot's wife, looking back at all those sinful lives, all those sinful people that she looked back, she was lamenting for it. You never want to do that, saints. You never want to look back at that old life and lament. Here's what Jesus said about her. Luke 17, 31, 33. And in that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life will lose it. Whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. So good basic wisdom there. Remember Lot's wife. We'll get back to that as we go on in this study. So we're to look forward out of our old sinful lives, out of that which God is judging and destroying, never back for sinful, worldly, wicked, rebellious ways that we all had once, lest, guess what, we tempt our Creator God. We don't want to do that. And how about this man that was standing before Jesus in this next verse? Luke 9, 59 through 62. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go bury my father. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury the dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. I love that. The guy wants to go back and bury his dad. Maybe his dad wasn't dead. Some people say his dad was just old, close to death. And I love that. Look at that, brothers and sisters. He says, go and preach the kingdom of God. I love that. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but first let me go bid them farewell, which are at my house, my home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow, looking back, is fit for the kingdom. I read that verse already. So these are more examples of looking back. This is lamenting. This is kind of holding on. This is not looking at Christ, but going backwards, not a good thing. Here's a verse that helps us to see, talking about the gospel and new life, why we don't look back in lamenting and worrying about what was behind us, but what's before us. 2 Corinthians 5:16-17. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. Yeah, when all things are new and old's passed away, we don't look at those things that are old and passed away. That would be sin, compromise, worldliness, bad associations, false religion. We look forward to that which is before us. We'll get to verses on that. Philippians 3:13-16. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. That's looking back, right? Reaching forth those things which are before. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many be as perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. So he's saying, let's go forth that which is before us. Don't be Lot's wife. Don't be looking back. That is bad lamenting. You don't want to be doing that. So we're to be looking for those things before us. Remember that, saints. Isaiah 65:17. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. So in this case, it's just talking about those former things aren't going to be remembered, and we're looking forward. We're not looking back. Ecclesiastes 7:10. Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning these, or concerning this. Numbers 11:4-6. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting, and the children of Israel who also wept again, and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish which we ate in Egypt freely, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, and the onions, and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing all besides this manna before our eyes. Yeah, the context there is the Israelites looking back, complaining about the different food they got in the desert. They were ready to go back into slavery for their bellies. Yeah, that is definitely a bad looking back and a lamenting that would be to their demise. What happened to them? They ended up shipwrecking their faith in the desert. Only two men out of 600,000 make it to the Holy Land, Joshua and Caleb. Next verse, Hebrews 12:1-2. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, not backwards, before us. I like this. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We don't look backwards, brethren. We look forward before us. Unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the stake, the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So don't look backwards. Look before you in these things and keep your eyes on Christ. I'm always telling brothers and myself and my own house that same thing. We look forward, not behind. 2 Timothy 2:4. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Yeah, I came out of the world. So did my wife, Sister Amen. There ain't no way we can go back or should go back and entangle ourselves in the affairs of the world. How are we going to serve Christ if we do that? That would be a lamenting. That would be a going back. That would be a sinful way. That would shipwreck our faith, stumble our witness. No, we got to go forward and look at that which is before us. Isaiah 43:17-19, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert. Yeah, brothers and I talk about this all the time. We got to be looking to Christ's coming. We got to be looking for that city that's coming, that eternal city, the new heaven, the new earth, the new Jerusalem. We can't go looking back to our old lives, what we left behind, our careers, our family, our churchianity system, the lusts of our flesh that we used to love to do, hobby, sports, culture, pride, vanity, whatever. We got to be looking forward, not backwards. In this next verse, Brother Peter warns about old ways that can come back on saints or men, people, whoever it would be in context for, if they're not cautious. 2 Peter 2:22. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb. Going back to the proverb, he says, the dog is turned to its own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallow in the mire. Yeah, it's a known fact. Dogs will go back and eat their own vomit. It's gross. They do it. Humans can go back to their own sins. Yep, they do it. You wash a pig, if you don't change its character and nature, it's going back in the mud. And so we have to be careful, if we truly are these new creations, that we don't get close to the old muddled puddles of our lives and stain up our garments once again. And this next verse is directed directly at any of you that have come out of the world. And I think that would be almost everybody I can think of come out of the world totally. It's a warning to us. Ready? Some brothers and I uncovered this when I was doing the Philemon verse-by-verse Bible study about Demas. And it says, 2 Timothy 4:9-11. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me, for Demas has forsaken me. Paul tells us exactly why. Having loved this present world, and he's departed unto Thessalonica. Cretans and to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable for me in ministry. So yeah, Demas went back to his old sinful worldly life. Yeah, be careful. We'd be too puffed up and prideful. We don't think that that can come back and get us if we're not careful. No looking back and lamenting, brethren. Looking forward in that which is before us. But we're going to get to, there is times to look backwards, but we'll get to that in context. We don't want to be doing it sinfully though. Hebrews 6:4-6. Here's a famous verse you'll all know. For it is impossible for those who were enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away. So much for once saved, always saved. They fall away. To renew them again to repentance, seeing they crucified themselves, the Son of God, afresh and put him to an open shame. So this is one of those verses that tells you it's a grave danger, eternal damnation for people that will look back, go back, sample their old lives, lament their old lives. They're looking backwards. They're not fit for the kingdom in this case for sure. And they return to their sin, and it leads to the destruction of their flesh and their soul. Well, I should say their soul more than anything. Paul did say, hand over a believer for the destruction of his flesh, but that's a little bit different. They put themselves in danger of their eternal souls. So that's a bunch of verses that are talking about looking back and not doing it, and it's not wise to do it. I'm going to give you a bunch of verses now that kind of gives the other side of my teaching that saying looking back might be wise. Think about that. A lot of people say, never look back. I wouldn't tell you that. I would say look back for the right reasons, not for the wrong reasons. Let me start with this one. Ready? I already read it to you. Our master said, remember Lot's wife, Luke 17:32. Our master wants us to look backwards to someone's sin and wickedness and says, remember her. Basically, he's teaching us a lesson. Don't be like her. He reminds us to not look back, not to long for what is sinful, and to go forward to that which is before us. But here, it could be a good teaching point for us. We don't want to be Lot's wife, do we? Nope. So our master told us right there, it's okay to look back. He actually tells us to look back. Let's look at some scriptures in the Old Testament and then some in the New about when looking back in remembrance may be a good thing. Leviticus 26:45. But I will for their sakes remember their covenant and their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt, in the sight of the heathen, that I might be their God, and I am the Lord. So here God shows us that remembering his past covenants, what he did in the past, hey, it's a good thing. We better all be thankful for that. He is honoring. We just all did the Lord's Supper together. He is honoring this covenant he gave us. If not, if God doesn't honor this covenant, we are most hopeless. So praise God that our Heavenly Father in Christ, in the Word and Spirit, honors his covenants and he remembers them for his people. Deuteronomy 5:15. And remember that thou was a servant in the land of Egypt and that the Lord God brought thee out. So here's a verse that talks about you should remember what God did for you. Look back at your old life. Look back at what he did. Look back at the miracles, how he delivered you. And I would tell all my brothers and sisters, look back at your growth in the Lord. Look back to where you came from. If Satan ever gets on you with condemnation, like you're nothing, look at you just fell, look at you're doing this. Really? You need to cry out to God and say, Father, thank you for where you brought me from. I've come so far, I need to keep going. But you can look back and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. I just had a young brother right here in our gathering said he's thankful for the believers. He's thankful for the truth he has. He's thankful for the resources. He's looking back in a good way to be thankful for that which the Father's given him. So the Bible's telling us we can do that. And the Israelites here were told to remember, look back, so they could better honor God in their forward faith life. Deuteronomy 8:2. And thou shalt remember all the ways which the Lord God led these 40 years into the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee and to know what was in thine heart. Once again, same example. These people should have been looking back going, you know, what's been happening all these 40 years? They could have learned some lessons. Looking back in remembrance is a good thing in this context. So those verses are telling them to remember the past, and God tried to humble them. And we can apply that to our lives, how God used our past, brought us out, and then we can look back and it humbles us to see where we came from. We could do nothing without Christ, and he brings us through it all. So looking back can be a great builder of your faith in God and what he's done in you, boasting in him, not in yourself or in me or anything else. 1 Corinthians 16:11-13. Seek the Lord in his strength, seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Once again, let's look back and see all these things God did. The Bible is a huge history book, and it gives us an accurate record of God's character, his nature, how he deals with people, how he promised the Messiah, his old covenant, the new covenant. All of these things we can look back upon, and it's looking back, but it's for learning, not for lamenting. So remember that. It's okay to look back, to learn and not lament. That's the whole point of this teaching. Job 10:9. Remember, I beseech thee, that thou hast made me as the clay. I wilt thou bring me into dust again. He says, remember, I beseech thee, thou hast made me as the clay. Job had to remember what he was, who he was, a vapor, powder, dust one day. That's good for all of us to remember. It's humbling, humbles us. Your will, Lord, not my will. Your word, not my word. Your ways, not my ways. Brother just said recently, our ways are not God's ways, and thank God for that, that he's in control of the universe, not us. So looking back helps us remember that in Scripture. Psalm 77:11. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. You want your faith to be built strong? Go see what God's done. A brother just said in another study he was doing that God's faithful. I love that. We got to remember how faithful God is. Yeah, he's faithful with his promises for good for his people. He's also faithful with his promise of wrath and judgment that's coming. The goodness, the severity of God. Romans 11, we got to remember that. So the psalmist is looking back, and it works to strengthen him to see a history, a consistent character and nature of God. You can't get that if you don't look back and see what God has given us in the Word. Ezekiel 16:21-23. Thou hast slain my children and delivered them to cause them to pass through the fire for them. And in all thine abominations and all thy whoredoms, thou hast not remembered the days of thy youth, when thou wast naked and bare and was polluted in thy blood. So once again, They're not remembering where they came from. They're not remembering the issues of the past. They're not remembering all these things. And guess what happens? People always say, history repeats itself because nobody seems to learn from history. Well, we can learn from history. We can walk in spirit and truth. We can learn from our past mistakes. We can learn from the people in the Bible's past mistakes, good examples and bad. We can learn from good example, bad example. We can learn from our brothers closest to us in the body and sisters. So looking back to learn, but not to lament. We're seeing the Bible tells us we can look back to learn. Micah 6:4-5. For I brought thee out of the land of Egypt and redeemed thee out of the house of servants, and I sent before them Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what Balak and the king of Moab consulted, and what Balaam and the son of Beor answered him about from Shittim unto Gilgal, that ye may know the righteousness of the Lord. So remember these things and learn the righteousness of God. That's what the Bible's telling us to do. Looking back for learning, edification in the word, knowledge, learning what not to do, what to do, but not looking back for lamenting. So let's go back into the New Testament and we'll finish this out with some scriptures from there. Matthew 16:9. Do ye not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up? So they're being remembered of the miracles that just happened, or reminded of the miracles that just happened. And we see people around Jesus were very forgetful. They seem to forget what just happened not too long ago, even if it was a couple years ago. His ministry was only 3 years, so it couldn't have been that long. And that's a good thing for us to remember, that the scriptures, again, are pointing us to look back and remember. Matthew 26:75. And Peter remembered the words of Jesus, which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. You know, remember, saints, they didn't have the Bible written down yet. It wasn't recorded while they were living all this out. And so Peter remembered from his own remembrance what the Lord had said to him. And he wept bitterly. It was a remembrance of what he had did that convicted him. So he's remembering, he's looking back. I think Peter learned a lot from that, because after the Holy Spirit fell, Peter was a bold man and moved on from there and was a mighty man of God in so many ways. John 2:17. And his disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal of thine house has eaten me up. Jesus gets mad, makes a whip, righteously angry, makes a whip, and runs men and animals and flips over tables. What a scene. And then they remembered, oh, the zeal of thine house has eaten him up. They remembered what it said in the Old Testament about what he was going to do. That helped them remembering, looking back about this current event. I'm sure those past scriptures helped build their faith. John 16:21. And a woman, when she is in travail, the sisters are going to love this, hath sorrow because her hour is come. But as soon as she's delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for the joy that a man is born unto the world. So this one's a little bit different, but it's just remembering pain. You're going to remember it. I'm sure they all remember their labor. But once it comes, the baby comes, that pain is overcome by the joy of that newborn baby. I just kind of threw that one in there for remembrance unto the sisters when it comes to new birth, a miracle of God. Acts 20:31. Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. So Apostle Paul is telling the people in the bodies, hey, remember, I've been warning you for 3 years about this stuff, okay? And so he's telling them, go back in your remembrance. Go look back. Go think back. Remember the pattern. Remember what I was teaching you. So the looking back for learning, not for lamenting. That's the whole concept here. Ephesians 2:11. Wherefore remember that ye, being in the past time Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcised. So Paul is saying, hey, remember one time you were like in that. You were in that back there. Remember you? So he's telling them about their past, and he's telling them to remember that, and then he brings on a more important concept. But them looking back helped frame the concept that he was trying to bring to the Gentiles there. And the same thing here. This one's a little bit more obvious. Ready? Paul's talking to the body in Corinth, 1 Corinthians 6:10-11. So if you ever bring up somebody's sin from their past, You're not doing it to rub their face in it. You're not doing it to make them feel bad in condemnation. You might be doing it for a teaching point. Paul does it right here. Correct me if I'm wrong, brothers. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. I love that how Paul reminds them, hey, you used to be that. He's bringing up their past in a remembrance, not rubbing in their face in it. Then he says, but you are washed, you're sanctified, you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So Paul, in the right context, is bringing up their past wicked fallen sins, but he's not using it to demean them or condemn them. He's using it to show them you used to be that way and you've been washed, you've been cleansed. And what that should cause us all to do, a remembrance of our past life. Sister Amon and I talk about this all the time. We were the worst of the worst wicked people you could imagine. We were. And because God forgave us and didn't kill us and consume us like we deserved and destroy us and throw us in hell, we love much. And so we desire to remember our wicked past in just that way so that we can give glory to God and tell our testimony. We don't go into details, but we tell our testimony of how far he brought us. There is that looking back to learn and use it for teaching and testimony, but not for lamenting and wanting it back. In these next verses, Jesus tells us that saints are to remember their past for their own good. Revelation 2:5, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen. Yeah, remember, look back, and repent, and do the first works, or else I'll come unto thee quickly, and I'll remove thy candlestick out of its place, except thou repent. That's serious stuff, brethren. Revelation 3:3 is the same way. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I come upon thee. So those verses from the Old and the New Testament, and both of them, both sides, telling us about remembering and looking back, in this case, this part of the teaching was godly. If it's done for the right reason, in context, if it aids your walk, if it helps others in the faith, if it teaches you lessons, if it humbles you, if it teaches you of God's goodness, character, and his ongoing faithfulness and his nature, it takes a good, this is a caution here, it takes good discernment to know when you should look back. And it takes good discernment to know, I ain't looking back there, I ain't going there. That's my weak point, I can't do it, I'm too young, I shouldn't yet. And so you have to learn that difference between looking back to learn, and then I might be looking back to lament. Have a brother or sister help you with that. If you're new in the faith, once you grow up, you'll be able to rightly discern it a lot better, and it will help your walk and glorify God tremendously. Last point. I think God has shown us in these scriptures that remembering is not always ungodly, like many people say. God himself will remember those who do evil, and they will not escape. Revelation 18:5. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquity. So this whole idea of remembrance can be a really good thing. If we're looking back to learn, as I said, or a reference to God's character and nature, remembering his commandments. They used to hang tassels to remember the commandments. We don't do that anymore. The Holy Spirit helps us remember as we work in unison with him. And if it's modeled in scripture, we see that it is. I just proved to you, and there's a lot more I could go over. But on the flip side, looking back to lament, seeking answers in yourself, trying to understand why you sinned, doesn't really matter. You did. Repent, put it behind you, be cleansed, move on. Looking back at old lives, wondering, maybe if I go back, it'll be different. Maybe my family will like me more now and I can win them. No, all of that is unbiblical. We're to press on, look ahead, seek the kingdom and its righteousness, and everything will be added to us. Matthew 6:33. So I hope this teaching has just kind of driven home the fact that looking back to learn is definitely biblical, godly, and wise. Looking back in any way to lament, or any way to stumble yourself, or in any way to cause you condemnation, that is a danger, could shipwreck your faith, could cost you your soul. We see some examples. So remember that, saints, looking back. Look back to learn, not to lament. So I hope everybody listened. They were blessed by that. This is going to be up in the teaching area, and then stay tuned in the ecclesia gathering area. The brothers are going to get on, and they're going to critique what I've said, test it, add to it, and I'm sure there'll be more blessings in there as well. So I encourage you all, look forward. Look what's before us in Christ. Keep your eyes on the author and finisher of our faith. Only look back for learning and the glory of God and to help your own walk and to help brethren. Thanks for listening in. Love you all. May God be praised.